man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those women moan boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in New York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine. But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife. For $43, my friend lost his life. I'd love to spit some beach nut in that dude's eyes and shoot him with my old 45, 'cause a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. California and South Alabama and little towns all around this land. We can skin a buck and run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Yeah.
Country boy can survive.
Country boy can survive.
Country folks can survive.
As are all of you out there in Patriot Land. This is the Trump Phenomenon Radio Show. I'm James Kelso, coming to you from the Trump state of North Dakota here on June 5th. I think it's the 5th. Yes, it is, 2020. And you're welcome to participate at 800-313-9443. Hello to all you TalkStream Live people out there listening into the show. Thank you for tuning in. I think I got all the preliminaries done there. Wow. Well, have you heard? Have you been asleep? Did you just wake up? The news. Ooh, the Trump economy is back. Choo-choo. Whoa, whoa. Here it comes down the track. Clickety-clack. And the liberal pukes are sick. They're sick to their stomachs. You can see them on TV today. They're so... Chris Wallace, for instance, Yes, there are a bunch of liberal pukes on Fox. Chris Wallace was really beside himself with distress. And so when he was asked about it, same with the Howie Kurtz guy. But when Chris Wallace was asked, all he could say is, when asked, what do you think about this huge, huge run in the stock market, this huge bump in enthusiasm as the economy roars back, this incredible unemployment number that came back. We'll go into that in just a second. It hit these liberals like a Louisville slugger, right in the noggin. Chris Wallace, all he could say was, well, we'll see. The economy might start going down. The virus might start going up. That's all he could say. And, you know, that was tantamount to his admitting, well, I hope the economy goes down and I hope the virus goes up. Because we've said it. We got it right. We called it here on this show. The left loves its lockdown. The whole thing. The left loves the lockdown as a way to do what? Do they care about people's health? Oh, come on. They want people to be sick. They want more deaths. You could see it in their glee, the twinkle in their dull eyes when there were large numbers of deaths. That's the bad news is the good news for them. As what's his name? Bill Maher said it a couple of years ago when he said, we need a depression, a recession. We need an economic crash. That's the only way we can beat Donald Trump. Well, today was a bad day for them. The stock market rose. I didn't watch the final bell, but it's up like approximately 1,000 points. The stock markets climbed well above 27,000 on the Dow. The Dow average climbed way above 27,000. And folks, let me remind you, I said on this show, buy, bull fist, buy. When the stock market went down to 19,000, oh, and if you bought the NASDAQ, that was even better. But anybody who had any money out there, you could have made already 50% in 50 days. Oh, the steepest run-up in the stock market in history. More percentage gain in the stock market in 50 days than ever before in history. And all you had to do was down there at the bottom when it was at 19,000 and you believed in Donald Trump. And you believed that he could do it. And you didn't believe the scare stories about the big bad coronavirus. And with that in hand, buy. You didn't need to buy any particular stock. Buy the, you know, Dow Industrials, buy the S&P, buy the Russell 2000, buy the, or is it Russell 200? I don't know. I haven't bought a stock in so long. These are just memories for me. Anyway, beautiful day. Be that as it may, all the rest of us who don't buy stocks or can't buy stocks, it was not nonetheless a beautiful day for us. That is a roaring, right when the left is trying to knock Donald Trump down, here comes the Trump train, the Trump economy, and just blows right over them. And meanwhile, by the way, notice, oh, what happened to social distancing? One of the effects of all of this Antifa, left-wing, communist rioting in the streets is they just blew their whole social distancing, wear a mask, wear gloves, BS. They just blew it right out of an orifice. I mean, how can they come back and say you're not social distancing when they've got these crowds of thousands of people all jammed up on each other, all swinging and punching and knocking people's teeth out, hitting cops and torching buildings? No, pick one or the other, Chuck or Nancy. You can't have it both ways. So pretty hard for them to start going back to the you got to put on your mask thing. They are really looking stupid. They are looking stupid. They are looking violent. They are looking desperate. They are looking hateful. They're looking racist. Did you listen to the George Floyd funeral? It's the most racist rant I've heard in a long time. It's a one long hate whitey spiel. It's terrible, led by this creep, Al Sharpton. Anyway, today, wonderful day. Let's go. Let's take a look at some things here. You can call in at 800-313-9443. I hope some of you out there bought with both fists. Oh, my God. You know, I mean, when the stock market was at 19,000, if, you know, some people have this kind of money. If you'd put 100,000 down, you'd now have in your pocket 150 grand. In 50 days, you would have made 50,000 bucks on a $100,000 stake. Well, there you go. Let's go back to the president here. More good news. We've been talking about the fact that the president's Twitter account, his number of followers is growing very rapidly. Well, yesterday, I forget what it was yesterday. I remember when it was down at below 80 million. Today, tonight, it's at 81.8. I think he added 200,000 followers in the last 24 hours. 200,000. So he's going to hit 100 million. I mean, at the pace he's going, clickety-clack down the track, this trajectory, this graph is headed right up for 100 million way before the election, way before. So isn't that going to look funny when Twitter is trying to ban and censor Donald Trump? And he's their most popular account by far. Biggest, fastest growing, most quoted, most read. Let's see what the president's got here. He's got... he's having a good time here. He went up to Maine to a manufacturing plant. And there's a picture here of him. Oh, yeah, come on. The coronavirus bullshit is over. Here are the people lining the street. There's no social distancing. There's no damn masks. There are people waving American flags and Trump hats and Trump banners. And don't tread on me, rattlesnakes. Oh, it's beautiful. We're back, folks. We survived this BS, this coronavirus hoax. And we've survived the George Floyd hoax. This is beautiful up there in Maine. Just people, you know, six deep lining the side of the road there as the president's motorcade comes up to this plant in Maine. Oh, yeah, you can see and I'm just telling you, everybody's on top of everybody else. And what they're all saying, they're saying, screw the virus hoax and screw the George Floyd hoax. Ah, that's a great looking crowd. All right, let's see what else the president's got. Let's see here. It's all good. He says, he retweets a guy who says, Barack Obama put a target on the back of every cop in this country. Perfect. Bullseye. Pardon the pun. Then he quotes, he retweets somebody who says, federal law enforcement is investigating the leaders, using that term loosely, of Antifa and Black Lives Matter, among others. Throw the book at them. Nice. And with a screenshot here of the acting chief of the Department of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf. Bite him, Chad. Then he says, let's see here. He's got some really funny ones. He's got a skit. Oh, gosh. Let me see. Can I play this? I'll play it. It's mostly visual humor, visual gags. So I haven't played it. But the president put it up. It's a video piece. Who knows who prepared it? Some patriot. Let's play it. Here it goes.
Big surprise in November.
And the Republican Party is all about individualism. And it's about freedom.
We see these promises made and promises kept.
For Hispanics from every corner of this hemisphere, they recognize that President Trump is not only willing to stand up and fight for freedom and democracy, but he is also willing to stand up to despots and dictators.
Well, we have to interrupt that. I just noticed it's an hour long. But it looks like a good one. Then let's see here. He retweets a black man named David Harris Jr. He retweets this gentleman, and let's play it. Let's see what the president is retweeting. He's making a video, sort of a selfie video in his car. Let's hear what he has to say. A little of it anyway.
I have no doubt that it was murder, friends. And I hope that all four of those police officers are held accountable. And I also hope this. I've had a lot of messages come to me from law enforcement officers that are acknowledging that they are aware that there are law enforcement officers that do push the envelope. They cross the line. Yet there's this thing called the thin blue line, the blue shield. There's this thing where officers, they don't want to rat on each other. Well, I think ratting is exactly what needs to happen. If you're a law enforcement officer and you know of an individual that has pushed the envelope, that has crossed the line, that is a racist.
Well, it's going to get better after that. Not a very good start, but he's right there at the beginning. But that was a weak start for a Trump video. The point being that the left, we've said this, they are looking for excuses. So the coronavirus, an excuse to impose a medical dictatorship. The performance of an Asian, a black, and two white cops in Minneapolis, which we still don't know. We still do not know what happened. But whatever happened, if they were trying to kill it might be five really bad people, all four cops and the guy, what's his name, George Floyd. But that is not a national story. And that is they use that as an excuse to bring out Antifa and try to, again, shut down the Trump roaring economy. And I'm sure that guy was going to, that's where he was headed with that. Just his prologue was a little bit heavy handed there. And then the president, let's go to the president's own actual tweets. Guy, he's having fun making fun of Antifa. He talks about, now here's the president tweeting about the mayor of Washington, Mayor Bowser. Bowser. Sounds like a name for a dog. Mayor Bowser is grossly incompetent and in no way qualified to be running an important city like Washington, D.C. If the great men and women of the National Guard didn't step forward, she would have looked no better than her counterpart, Mayor, in Minneapolis. I like that tweet. We'll be right back.
Hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathe their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big
John. Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say so. Sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go. You know who you are, you lying so and so.
Yeah, you lying so-and-so. You know who you are. And that you know, I'll tell you what, the president had a great tweet along that lines. He had a picture of an Antifa guy. It was a video of an Antifa white guy coaching some black hoodlums in how to raid stores and which stores to raid. He was organizing it, telling them where the goodies were. And the president says, what did he say? We're watching you, anarchist. We see you. And let me tell you, Attorney General William Barr has all kinds of video of all kinds of punks and hoodlums and Antifa organizers. And he's got facial recognition software, and he's got the manpower that he could turn all that video into some very interesting knocks on the door for some people that'll be really sorry. Like the attorneys who were throwing Molotov, Democrat attorneys who were throwing Molotov cocktails in the street. Yeah. That's 20 years in jail in my book. So William Barr will be knocking. Okay, the great news. I didn't even give you the great news, but you undoubtedly you've already got it. Okay, going this morning, before we all woke up, the brainiacs in the deep state, the brainiacs in the financial establishment were predicting that in today's jobs report, that America would have lost 7.5 million jobs. The report on what happened in May. The May scorecard. How many jobs were lost? They expected the total. This is May. This is looking backwards now. Remember, these are these horrible weeks of the Corona BS, the George Floyd BS. So they're predicting anywhere from 7.5 to 11 million jobs lost net over May. Okay. The report came in today. The U.S. economy gained 2.5 million jobs net through May. The pukes in the establishment media and financial establishment were off by no less than 10 million jobs. These people don't know which end is up. They don't know their body part from a hole in the ground. It was beautiful today. Off, they thought 8 million lost. It was 2.5 million gained. Now, get this. The president puts up a tweet. This gain, this 1 month gain of 2.5 million jobs is the greatest job gain in American history. And number the second, third, fourth, and fifth biggest months of job gain don't even come close, aren't even half as big. And you got to go back to 1948, I think, 1956. I don't have the chart in front of me. 1983. More than double any of those months, triple of some of those months. The greatest job growth in American history. The stock market, the greatest 50-day rise in American history. Donald Trump is back. Dr. Fauchenstein is out of here. And the rioting punks, America's also done with them. Oh, it was an interesting number. And, you know, they're twisting in the wind. These lamestream media hosts, apparently yesterday there wasn't a single even attributed, even fake or padded coronavirus death in New York State yesterday. Not even one. And this is in the worst state. Even Andrew Cuomo, combined with the efforts of New York's mayor, couldn't manage to kill one person. Even with all those ventilators, all those intubations, all of that close proximity, cramming people together in old folks' homes on Andrew Cuomo's order, couldn't kill a single person yesterday. So it's over. Put a fork in it. The virus is over, and that crowd lining the president's travel route through Maine today, that says it all. We're ready for the Trump rallies. We're ready for 20,000, 30,000, 50,000 of us packed into arenas, breathing all over each other, fearlessly being Americans. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extend your life with Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switched to plant-based diet also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispicos, 5 out of 5 stars. Built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly 1 million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Over, it will be but a day. When this war is over, it will be a better day. But it won't bring back those poor boys in the grave. Ain't no sense in the action.
And the president just put up another tweet here. This is a beauty. You know, we on this show have always had a deep appreciation for the great American that we've identified as Rod the Rat Rodentstein. And my... he looks so much like a rat. He looks, if you could develop the features, if you could morph, if you could be, what do they call them, transformers, shapeshifters, if you could shapeshift from a human into a rat, you would be Rod the Rat Rodentstein. Everything about him, his eyes especially, they had two black beady dots that look... have you ever stared at a rat, folks? I was with a cat out in the country. I was with one of my cats. I don't have cats anymore. But in the country, you need cats to hunt the rats and the mice. I was with my cat because he detected a rat something was moving, and it was a big cat, and the tail of the he was hunting on the tail that was sticking out from a barn wall, and then the rat turned around and came out, and the rat was bigger than my cat. And the cat jumped about 8 feet into the air. I was gone. Anyway, that's Rod the Rat Rodenstein. So here's the president. Here's his latest tweet. He says, Donald Trump, watch Ted Cruz going nuclear on Rod Rosenstein over the Russian probe. Now, we won't play all of it, but let's get the flavor anyway. This is at the Senate Judiciary Committee hearing. Amazingly, Lindsey Graham actually finally did the right thing and held a hearing and actually subpoenaed the right guy, Rod the Rat Rosenstein, Rodentstein.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Prior to 2016 and 2017, the worst known instance of abuse of power by an administration was Richard Nixon's abuse of his administration to target his political enemies. By any measure, what the Obama-Biden administration did in 2016 and 2017 makes everything Richard Nixon even contemplated pale in comparison. And Richard Nixon rightfully faced impeachment and ultimately resigned as a consequence of his misconduct. The evidence that has been made public has made clear that the Obama administration targeted his political opponents, targeted President Trump and his campaign, unleashed, weaponized, and politicized the Department of Justice, the FBI, and the intelligence community, and that the decision-making to do so went right up to the very top. We know that on January 4th, 2017, the FBI concluded in the document that has...
Now, we'll interrupt there. He builds his case. What a great attorney Ted Cruz is. And I'll tell you, the longer he goes, the better he gets. Ted Cruz is a good one. He's some backup for Donald Trump in the presidential candidate ranks. He's a good one. But let's go further into his. He got in 8 minutes with Rod the Rat. Let's just drift out into this, and about 5 minutes into it, let's see where Ted is.
Did you ask any of those questions?
Well, the questions I would have asked, Senator, would have been, is the information represented to me verified? And I would anticipate, Senator, that if somebody knew that it wasn't, or that there was some issue about the credibility of the informant or the accuracy of the evidence...
Mr. Rosenstein, when you're going into a department that has been politicized, I understand it's easier just not to rock the boat, not to question the people there. But you were the acting attorney general of the United States and had a responsibility not to allow political targeting. Let me ask you, did it strike you as strange? And my time has expired, so I'm going to leave this as the last question. Did it strike you as strange that the FBI and the Department of Justice was going after a three-star general, the incoming national security advisor to the president, who they already said they were going to dismiss the case against, and their predicate for all of this is the Logan Act, which you know perfectly well is an unconstitutional law that has never been, no one has ever been prosecuted under in the history of the Department of Justice, and should have been laughed out of the room at any responsible Department of Justice if someone had suggested we're going to go after the incoming national security advisor for violating the Logan Act, which says an American citizen can't talk to a foreign leader. I guarantee you today, right now, John Kerry is violating the Logan Act. Now, fortunately, it's an unconstitutional law, so who cares?
We'll have to leave it there. I glitched right there. But you got the flavor. That was beautiful. Rodenstein was just flayed. In that hearing. Here's another little taste of it. This is a shorter one. You're going to love it.
You appointed Bob Mueller the special counsel on June 29th. you signed the third FISA application. On August 2nd, you signed the second scope application. You came into a profoundly politicized world, and yet all of this was allowed to go forward under your leadership. That unfortunately leads to only two possible conclusions. Either that you were complicit in the wrongdoing.
That's the correct answer.
Which I don't believe was the case. Or that your performance of your duties was grossly negligent. Was there
you
any
that standard, Senator.
Was there any more important case the Department of Justice had than an investigation into whether the President of the United States is a Russian asset colluding against the United States?
Well, that's the way you're characterizing the investigation, Senator. There was certainly lots of important investigations, but I view this as one of the most important.
Okay.
Oh, one of the most important. This guy, Rodenstein, what a smart ass. And, you know, I hope he gets his just desserts at some point. There's no question he was complicit. He wasn't just a coward or going along to get along. No, he was complicit. He was on the deep state team. And Mueller was his boy, and he's Mueller's boy. And Donald Trump was right for telling Jeff Sessions, get out of here. Get out of here. We don't want you back in the Senate. All right, let's go back. Let me go to my caller board here. I know there are a bunch of happy people out there. Here's Chance in West Virginia. Chance, how you feeling?
Yep, how are you? Well, at least I agree with you about the country cats and country rats. I could verify that. Let me ask you something. Do you honestly and seriously believe there is going to be indictments against the deep state?
That's a good question, Chance. My answer is I think William Barr is the real deal. He is willing to indict people. I don't know about John Durham. I don't know anything about John Durham. Let me answer your question. I think that the evidence that's come out, thanks to William Barr, the reason I believe in him is that he has made public the absolutely damning evidence of treason. The man who made that public, that took a lot of guts. I think that same man will have the guts to charge those people, and they will go to prison. Now, give me your thought.
But you realize making public and following through are two different things. Why did the American people have to wait 3.5 years? Do you honestly think this is going to happen? I don't.
I'll answer the question. Okay, let me give another angle. It's a very good question. I've asked it many times, and my answer has vacillated from, you know, I don't think anybody's going to jail, to now, with the release of this information. This is so important, because I'll tell you this, what's more important, that the American people get the truth, get the facts about this treason, the Obama coup d'etat, is that more important, or is let's say two or three of these guys going to prison for, you know, 6 months?
What's important is that all these SOBs go to prison, all of them.
Well, but hang on, Chance, listen to my logic.
I just don't see it, and I don't see it happening.
Okay, but Chance, listen to my logic. If the truth comes out, as Mike Rivero says in his promotion for this network, if the truth is brought out, which William Barr has just done, and Donald Trump, the two of them, they have brought out the truth. Now, that, the American people getting the truth is the big thing. That's the big game. Now, whether any number of these pukes spends any amount of months in prison, I too want them in prison. But if I had my choice between two things, sending James Comey to prison for 2 years or having 200 million American patriots know the truth, I'm going with the more important thing, and William Barr has delivered on that. So this is definitely lowered my pessimism about whether we've got somebody in there who's going to do the right thing.
Well, listen, I'm going to leave you with this. keep on dreaming. It ain't going to happen. All right. Good night now.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Chance. And I hear Chance's, I hear what how he's feeling about that. But when he says it ain't going to happen, the point I was just making is it already has happened. That information was released, thousands of pages of it, and there are more thousands to come, and it's juicy. It's unbelievable. It's mind-boggling information. Ted Cruz, his eyes are popping out of his head. Rand Paul, his eyes are popping. Nobody's ever seen anything like the treasure trove of truth that Bill Barr has been releasing. So, Chance, that's all. I don't need to dream about it. It's already happened. I do need to read it, as much of it as I can. Now, whether or not, yes, the follow-through, is Comey going to prison, is Strzok, you know, et cetera, is Barack Obama needs to go to prison. And yes, is the odds that that will happen are less than that the truth would have come out. But the truth has come out, and that's the big, big, big game. And that alerts and awakens the American people. The truth counts for so much. That's one reason that in this coronavirus thing and in this George Floyd thing, the American people, as bad as all of this has been, as bad as all of the Russia hoax was, the coup d'etat chance, the truth is so hugely powerful. The American people have now seen the truth about what the left really is. They're seeing right now who Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden, who they really are. And the same with the coronavirus. People that believed in the system or believed in the medical establishment or the public health establishment, I'll kind of narrow it down because the public health professionals are a totally different crowd from serious doctors. The American people have found out what's going on. And this is reflected in the president. You know, you read, they put out these fake polls. You know, the president's doing poorly here, doing poor. No, he's not. Look at his Twitter account, 80.8 million. Let me update it. Maybe he's added another 100,000 while we were talking. Let's go to some more talkers here. We got Fred in Michigan, Richard in Austin, and Tom in Utah. Let me start with Richard. Engineer, let me start with Richard in Austin. Richard, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going, James? Yeah, I'll be real quick.
Good.
Yeah, people act like Donald Trump got in the office at the last second. He was supposed to lose 98%. He pulled that off. He told every religious leader in the world with a 501c3, you can start talking about the government and all this scandalous and corruption. None of them would respond, so now he was left to get in the cockpit of the mothership that he took over and start flipping all those buttons and hope that he could right this ship. And everybody's acting like it's literally that type of thing. It takes time, people. You can get pulled over for drunken driving and be in jail for 2 years before you see a judge. So why do everybody think Trump's supposed to get in office and just turn everything around, this whole globalism Illuminati thing around, without it taking some time, especially if Obama's got a stay-behind network there undermining everything he does? People aren't
and Richard,
at
Richard,
all.
Yeah, and Richard, I love what you're saying. That's why I went to you first. You're one of my favorite callers on this program. I appreciate it when you call, brother. The, you know, I'm sure you're like me. Folks, to really appreciate Donald Trump, to really appreciate what a great man he is, it's a miracle that he is alive, that he has survived 3.5 years of the people, these people out on the street that are killing policemen. You don't think they want to kill Donald Trump? You don't think there are millions of left-wingers like this, hundreds of thousands of them? It's a miracle that he's alive. It's a miracle.
They've tried numerous times.
Yeah, and what he's done with our economy, folks, and today is one of those miracle days, Richard. I mean, instead of the creeps in the financial establishment were assuring us that the May jobs report would show a loss of 8 million jobs. And instead, we gained 2.5 million. All across America, folks, all ethnicities, all economic brackets of people. We all gained in May and June. I think June's going to go up like a like that rocket that took the two astronauts up that last week.
You know why, don't you? No, one thing nobody's talking about, and Clint Richardson did a good job exposing it. Donald Trump has access to $100 trillion. It's being kept secret in every comptroller's office. All he's got to do is just dip into that money, give it to the right people, the small businessmen and the families that need it the most, and they never have to lay anybody off. They can pick up right where they left off with their businesses, and Donald Trump has access to that money. He doesn't have to print new money to create inflation. See, nobody can talk about that, because then he'd have to explain, well, where was that $100 trillion at the whole time? So he just moves on. But let me say something about Black Lives Matter. We need to start pinning them right next to Nazi. George Soros is a Nazi. So every time we mention Black Lives Matter in open society, we need to say Black people are in the streets representing a Nazi who they claim they hate. We need to make sure people understand that. Those two are inexorably married together. Black Lives Matter, George Soros, Nazi organization. So Black people know just how they're being used, literally. That's all I got. I appreciate you, James.
No, Richard, I love it. You got some more? I love it. Give us more.
Well, I got to go and deliver the pizza. I'm always under pressure to deliver these pizzas. But I appreciate it. No, but we got to talk about that money that Trump has access to. He literally has it. I mean, see, when Clint Richardson put that documentary together, it's called Corporation Nation. It exposed where all that hidden asset is. They've been stealing it from the people. It's not socialism. It was stolen from your granddaddy and mine. And all they did was tuck it behind Fortune 500 companies and other, we'll just say, other places where they could hide it safely. And then they could reinvest it all overseas in other people's infrastructures. So it never runs out. And one thing Clint Richardson made clear is that that money is there, and it's, we don't never have to be taxed again. But you can't talk about it because it implicates all the presidents. It implicates all of the leaders getting this money. Yes, sir.
Richard, I'm loving it. And you know what? My favorite thing today watching TV was watching these left-wing liberals. Who are these? These are racist people. These liberals, they say they care about people. They don't. They care about health. They don't. They are violent, and they are vile. But what I loved was watching on their faces, and I use Chris Wallace, the son of the late Mike Wallace. I use him as an example. It was obvious on his face. He was very distressed that the economy, the stock market was booming today, and that America was 10 million jobs better than we were told. He really was unhappy with that. I love seeing the left wing, the look of nausea and sickness on the faces of the left when they're Donald Trump and the Trump train smack them right in the kisser.
And Bill Maher said he wanted that. So you're right. Wallace is just like Bill Maher. Hey, I'm going to get off and let the next caller get in, because it's not fair to let him get in.
All right. Make it soon, your next call. Thank you, sir. All right. Let's go to Tom in Utah. Tom, you're on the air.
Well, I thought there was somebody else ahead of me. Anyway, you just wanted to...
There's never anybody ahead of you, Tom.
Yeah, thank you. Your check is in the mail. Know the truth, and the truth will make you free. Politicians cannot make you free. And the only way that they can enslave us is when we're ignorant.
Yes.
When we become knowledgeable, we actually make them impotent. You know, it's like when people are starting to realize that they've been hoodwinked on the COVID. Now they're wandering around, you know, without masks and getting close together and all that. It doesn't matter what the politicians say, because in mass, the people are figuring out there's a line of crock. So when you know the truth, that alone makes you free. A politician cannot.
Exactly. Through all the, you know, all of the distress of what we've all been through with the coronavirus hoax and the George Floyd hoax and the Russia hoax, with all these hoaxes, as bad as they've been, you're right, Tom. One thing that America's huge population of patriots has benefited from is, as you say, the mask has just to continue the metaphor, the mask has been torn off the face of our enemy, and America, which might have been naive and gullible heretofore, now knows, as Donald Trump calls him, the enemy of the people.
Right, so doesn't matter who's in Washington, who's in the government, if you act within your knowledge, they have no power over you.
Yeah, I. Hey, Tom, you know, you're like Richard Nostin. You're one of my favorite callers, so you can't call often enough. And I, you know, I'll tell Richard, nobody comes ahead of you, Richard. And I'll tell you, Tom, nobody comes ahead of Tom.
I'm not offended.
But, you know, you guys crossed the finish line.
They used to call me the cow's tail in school anyway.
Yeah, no, you two guys crossed the finish line in a dead heat. So thank you very much. You know, and I like what Mike Rivero says about this network. You know, this is the smartest audience in radio. Yeah, the wisest audience. He uses that word. He's right. It's a privilege to be able to answer the calls of folks like you, Tom, and Richard Nostin. And it makes anybody, you know, you realize, hey, you know, America is smart, and America has figured these clowns out. And as you say, the truth shall set you free. With that, if the American people are awake, we will stay free.
That's
if
right.
If we're awake. So
but you gotta have the truth.
Yeah.
Or your help.
Well, thank you, Tom. Thank you for your constant contribution to that and your wisdom. Thank you very much.
I keep you ignorant. I keep you dependent.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. I didn't know how nasty the public health establishment was. I didn't realize what killers these people are until this coronavirus thing. And I just watched them, you know, just gleefully destroy our economy and destroy our health, both at the same time. And, I mean, these are nasty people. And I think Donald Trump himself was blindsided when these people waltzed into his office and said, there's a killer virus that's going to kill 2.2 million Americans unless you shut the economy down. I think he got blindsided right there. He didn't realize how nasty they were either. He was ready for nastiness from the State Department and from, you know, the Justice Department. He wasn't ready for nastiness from doctors.
We put doctors on a pedestal. We replaced God with doctors.
Yeah, and I'll say, make-believe doctors, I'll call them that. Hey, we're out of time, and it's Friday, so we'll meet up again on Sunday from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern time. See you all then in the Trump's Clubhouse on Sunday. So long for now. Thank you.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.